It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper long?
Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Bobby Dollar Show. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a podcaster here, man, and I will admit, like, there are tons and tons and tons of podcasters, celebrity podcasters, you got low-level podcasters, you got checkmark podcasters. I mean, like, there are a ton of podcasters. I will admit, I have a few that I really like. I have some that I listen to. There are people that DM me all the time and be like, man, won't you check out my podcast for me? And it's crazy because I don't understand why. And I be thinking sometimes that people might want my opinion, maybe. I don't think my show is that good to where they would listen to mine and be like, man, I want him to critique my shit. You know, I'm not sure if anybody ever feels that way about their podcast enough to where they want somebody to listen to it and tell them about it. Because it's all fun, man. We just have fun. So today I decided I wanted to do a little review on some of my favorite podcasts or just some of the podcasts in general. And, you know, it's all positive. I'm not going to get on here trying to bash nobody or talk bad about nobody's podcast. But everybody's podcast that I listen to on a regular basis, you know, I tend to find a reason why I like their podcast. So I felt like, why not get into this and talk about a few of them? So yeah, man, let's do that. Let's do that. Like, let's jump to that part. One of the podcasts that I do listen to a lot, which, hell, I'm gonna be honest, we all listen to a lot. We ain't got no choice because she's everywhere all the time. And that She Gets It podcast. My girl Shan, man. Hey, Shan, man. Hey, this podcast, man. Hey, this is one crazy lady. I'm not gonna lie, man. Oh my God, she keep me laughing. She's something else, man. And I think what I like about Shan's podcast is that she's for women, but at the same time, I think she's for women's ability to be free. You know, let the titties out, like she say, to be able to use the kitty kitty way you want to use your kitty kitty. Like, all of that kind of stuff, man. That's her thing. And I like that, man, like, because, you know, you never should let nobody control who you are as a person or an individual. Like, your character is your character. And I like the way she play her game, man. Loudmouth Stereo, all of that. Like, she really get down. And that's what's up, man. Like, it's love. I appreciate all the hard work she put in. I think another podcast that I listen to kind of frequently, but at the same time, not as much, because her podcast ties into like six or seven other people. And that's my girl Autumn, man, with Lit Life podcast, where you live your life autonomously. Hey, man, that's my girl, man. Like, Shan and Autumn are both like part of the voiceover crew. And I got them in rotation. I won't deny that, like, on my Spotify and stuff. And I think what I like the most about Autumn's podcast is that Autumn be all over the place, man. Like, hey, she be everywhere. You hear me? Like, she'll be talking about soap and then be talking about a murder on TV and then be like, what the hell was I? You know what? Wait a minute. Hey, man, I love that because that's genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't hide the fact that her mind is the way it is. Like, she see and hear it all in her head and she want to share. And I like that, man. That's awesome. Like you don't find too many people that think like that. And I think like that sometimes. Like, I don't overthink, but I have a lot of thoughts. And I think she kind of like that too, man. And you got to respect people like that, man, because you never know, man. It might wind up being your boss or something. So, hey, that's what's up, though, man. Like, I really dig Lit Life podcast. It's something else, man. another podcast that I listen to, that I've been listening to recently, is 5 Minute Convo with my girl Shannon, man. Hey, I like 5 Minute Convo because, hell, it's only 5 minutes. Like, we don't always have a lot of time to sit down and listen to 30 and 45 minute podcasts. Even myself, like, I've even done my podcast down if it's not something of significance, like my mental health ones. Like, I try to go 15 minutes or less because, of course, the attention span isn't always going to be there with, you know, social media happening and TV shows and all of that kind of stuff. So you want to get people's attention, but then at the same time, you don't want to take too much of their attention. So I like the 5 minute convo thing. She get down and dirty, man. She jump right on in there and let you know what's popping, you know what I'm saying, and say what she got to say. And then at the end, she gives an affirmation, and I like that too, man. Like, positive words, you know, good vibes only. Like, that kind of stuff go a long way, especially when you got a long day ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? So if you checking her out, man, that's pretty cool too. I like her podcast as well. Let's take a quick break, man. We're going to come right on back with the Bobby Dollar Show. I think I got a few more, man, I could talk about. And we'll see what's coming, man. Let's take a quick break.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Yeah, the truth is she was you in this book that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. See, I've been in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. All night laying verses, though I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties matching L and toes, you all kinda lazy. Angel out of heaven, such a goddess, have a nigga praying. Just sitting in the studio just trying to.
All right, man, and we back. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars, and we are back with my little podcast review, man. Like I say, it's good vibes only, man. All positive talk. We ain't on no bashing and talking crazy, man. We just in here having a little fun, you know what I'm saying? So moving right along, man, I want to say another podcast that I got into and I was listening to a lot for a long time, but I kind of stopped listening to it. I don't know why. I think I just kept getting busy writing stories and doing everything, but I got to get back into it. It's the homeboy, Delvin Cox, man, the Delvin Cox Experience. Hey, Delvin been around for a while, man. I like what he be doing. You know what I'm saying? Him and 3R Show, man, Rob, Random Rob, man. Like, I listen to both their shows, and I like them because of who they interview and how they interview. Like, I like the way that they kind of touch bases with everybody. It's not like a specific genre or of music or artists or anything like that. They talk to wrestlers, they talk to business people, finance people. Like, they talk to everybody, man. And I dig that, you know what I'm saying? As well as No Picks After Dark, man. My man's out of Baltimore. Hey, bro, get down, man. Like, he got a prestigious little list of people there, man. Like, he be talking to mayors and news reporters and stuff. Like, I like all of that, man. Like, it's a certain kind of positivity, man, that your podcast owns when you actually can bring in not necessarily big celebrities like Jay-Z and Beyonce, but just local celebrities, because that means that locally people know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Your podcast is out there. So generally, you know, that's a good thing to have going on. So I gotta connect with a few more St. Louis podcasts, man, because we need to start building our own little empire here in this city and our own little networking thing, because we can all help each other. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, 3R Show, man, Delvin Cox Experience, you know what I'm saying? I like those. And No Picks After Dark, man, y'all have some awesome interviews, man. Y'all be talking to the right people, man. Like, and I like the idea that you stay in your lane, man. You stay in your zone. Like, y'all not out here trying to talk to gangbang affiliates and all of that. Like, if that ain't your culture, that ain't what you own, that ain't the type of thing you do, you don't force it to try to bring in a different audience. And I respect that, man. That's 100. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. I think the next podcast that I really enjoy, and it's another one, man. Like, I used to listen to her podcast all the time, man. And it was heavy on my Spotify. It used to come on all the time when I was cutting grass. But like I said, I start doing other things, man, and start finding myself trying to get my businesses and stuff where they needed to be. And I just stopped listening to a lot of them, but I'm getting back into them. And that's Reverie True Crime podcast. My girl Paige, man. Hey, I like the way she tell her stories and stuff, man. Like, my wife got me into the ID channel, man, and looking at Fred Eye Roommate and Neighbors and Killer Next Door and Fatal Attraction, like all of that kind of stuff, man. So when I'm not actually watching that kind of stuff, it's cool to listen to it, you know, on the podcast. And then it's cool when you got a good storyteller too, man. Like somebody with a interesting voice, you know, where they're not getting on your nerves when you listen, and they actually keeping your attention. You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty good thing. So yeah, so I like those true crime podcasts, man. And that's gonna always be one that's kind of top of the list for me, because I get down. You hear me? Let's see, who else? Oh, and my girl Tamara, man, Tamara the Don. I listen to a lot of her podcasts too, man. And I like how Tamara Outspoken, man, her podcast is truly her platform. And I like that, man. And congratulations on your new INC, man. That's awesome, man. Good moves. Again, positive vibes only, man. Like, I wish the best for you. And I'm always praying for some of y'all, man, because I know what it takes to own a business. I know what it takes to keep that business afloat. I know what it takes to actually dedicate your entire existence to your business. And I see that in some of y'all, man, you know, so keep going. Like, don't stop, man. Just keep pushing and keep using your platform to make everything that you're doing, you know, better and to create a positive light, because you all you got, man, and ain't nobody gonna be enthused about what you're doing more than you will. So it is what it is. You hear me? Let's see. Finally, man, last but not least, before I call it quits on this podcast review for the night, because I got a bunch more, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on here talking for the next 2 hours. Maybe I'll do a part two or something. But the last one I would talk about, man, is she's an Instagram podcast, if you ask me, but it's old Courtney, man, in the Barbie way. Oh, Lord, Courtney V, what is wrong? Jesus Christ. Hey, that's my girl, man. Hey, they be, man, bashing, man. They be going hard, boy. I ain't lying. Like, hey, man, zip your pants and run. Nigga, don't you dare. Just get out of there. They crazy with it, man. And she always have her little tiki torch crew. They all they be getting on our head, man. And I don't even understand why. Like, what do the men be doing, girl? Hey, Courtney, I love it, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, another person that uses her platform, you know what I'm saying, to say how she feel and to do her thing, man. And that's what it's all about, man. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, man. Hey, I really enjoy y'all podcast, to say the least. I'm not on no dumb stuff, man. I'm really like out here listening, and I really am. And if I like something, that means I genuinely liked it. If I tell you in the DM I'm gonna check you out, I really am. You know what I'm saying? I may not get a chance to respond back to you all the time, but just know, man, I am absolutely 350% a man of my word. You know, I'm always gonna stand 10 toes down on any and everything that come out of my mouth. So yeah, man, just expect your podcast to show up next, whoever you are, because like I said, man, I'm always listening, and I'm going to keep doing this little review thing, man. But like I said, it's all good vibes, man, positive vibes only. I ain't on here to bash. I'm on here to have fun, man, and let y'all know. But I if your podcast suck, I'm going to DM your ass. I'm just talking stuff, man. It's good, though, man. It's good. Hey, I appreciate y'all time, man, and I hope y'all enjoy these little reviews, because they're going to keep coming, man. And if you want me to review your podcast, hey, send me a DM, man, and send a link. Let me listen to your favorite show, and I get back with you. You hear me? That's what it is, man. Hey, God bless y'all, man. It's the Big Homie, and this has been the Bobby Dollar Show.